Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm in love again, and I love it. I'm just singing the song. I don't know what it means.
Do you remember your old Larry King bit where you say, I love love?
Hi, this is Larry King, and let me tell you something about myself. I love love. Yeah, hi, and now Larry King's like, hi, let me tell you something about myself. I love love. Larry King will live to 300 years old. I predict that. He will live forever. He is. I see him all over cable TV.
Oh, he's doing that credit, the credit show, telemarketing show.
Yeah, and also he's selling pills. He does pills and oils and stuff, right?
He likes the health stuff.
Do you begrudge the men that do this? I want Larry not to do it.
You know, I look, the bottom line is dollars and cents.
He's got a big nut.
And paying for the house in Beverly Hills, paying for the house in, I don't know if he's still got a place in D.C. Probably not.
But, I don't know. Maybe I took a place at the Rotunda in Tyson's.
I don't begrudge Married Larry one little bit. If somebody paid me a suitcase of cash to host one of those shows, I'd do it. What I begrudge is a guy like Maury. I didn't think Maury is doing paternity tests every day, and that to me would be a pretty horrible way to.
Well, Connie's
to
not make, working, to make is she?
Well, I think
I don't think Connie. Where's Connie Chung gone? Where has Connie Chung? Where has all the Connie Chung gone?
I think it's called the Maury Povich School of Journalism at Maryland. So he put his money somewhere.
No, I think it's, isn't it Shirley Povich?
It might be Shirley Povich.
That's his dad.
It might be his father, who was a legendary reporter for the Washington Post. I just think that, you know, it was a little bit with Jerry Springer, but Jerry Springer was pretty iconic back in the day. Maury, I look in on that show, and I literally have to turn it off. It offends Where my sensibilities. Yeah. But as far as Larry going on and hawking some kind of product, isn't that what we do in this country?
Larry will sell. He'll sell anything if you put him at a table with one of those RCA microphones. That's all he requires.
By the way, hello, hey, there it is. Can you hear that?
Yeah. What is that?
That's the thing we didn't. I have to have that turned up at all times. That's it. But anyway, I don't know if I'd want to do it. I don't know if I'd want to do it. But I tell you, if the suitcase was big enough and somebody said, Mike, we want you to go on TV and talk to somebody about vitamins.
King Vitamins.
I would do it. I'd hawk that. What I would hate doing is a daily show where I would have to, get on there and talk to people that wanted to pull each other's hair out. That to me would be extremely depressing, and I wouldn't want to do that at all. I would be bummed out about that.
Connie Chung accepted a teaching fellowship at the John F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University.
University of Maryland grad. Did you know that? She went to school with my Uncle Bruce.
Now, Connie Chung, back in the day, I have a long memory on stuff like this. If you remember, it's interesting that she's teaching journalism at Harvard because...
Government
at Harvard, because back in the day, Connie was accused of not necessarily being that well-read. Do you remember that when that controversy was around?
I do, yeah. They thought she was a pretty face.
Yeah, and so now she's at Harvard. There it is.
Death. Because I'm tight.
Death.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Shall we get to our very brief mailbag
today?
Let's do
it.
Not about us. It's all about you. Here we are. Little cold. Fighting a little cold down here in West South Florida. Terrible
it's
cold.
It's all about you.
Sneeze.
It's all about you. All the time. All these things that I do.
Do what?
It's all about you. It's all about you.
I can't understand how I might have gotten sick. Maybe it's stress.
Stress?
Stress. You experience it, you have a hole in your stomach. Happy you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but what?
You know,
that interview wasn't so bad.
What interview?
Oh, no. You know, the porn star interview.
Stormy?
Yeah, Stormy.
That's not what stressed me
out. The state of our democracy was stressing you out.
No, not at all.
Not Anderson Cooper?
I've grown accustomed to that. Hey, he took a bit of a beating.
Yeah, he did.
Anyway, moving right along. Who turns 44 tomorrow?
Who?
The answer is a riddle.
Oh.
Derek Riddle. Ah. The old switcheroo. Yeah. Derek, happy 44th. Jackson Bowles turns 15. Hey, Jackson.
Woo!
Yay!
Name the movie.
That's five clicks, Jackson.
That I don't know.
Five clicks, Predator.
Sideways.
Oh, damn it.
When the guy runs back through the ostrich farm. Thomas Hayden Church.
That's exactly right.
All right. So anyway, Jackson Bowles. Jack! Turns 15. Guess who had a birthday last Wednesday?
Who?
Heath Hudson. That's who.
Woo!
Hey, Heath, I'm not sure where you're from. It doesn't say here in the mailbag, but I would recommend Heath Hudson if you're ever in the D.C. area for perhaps enjoying about a 2.5-hour drive to one of our fabulous Ocean City, Dewey Beach, sure. Rehoboth Beach beaches. And, you know, with summer just around the corner, it'll be Memorial Day before you blink an eye. And Heath Hudson, on your way down to the Bay Bridge, the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, one of the scariest bridges in the United yes. States, you know, you get up on that old span sometime and you want to talk about a pucker factor.
Hey, hey, hey. What?
There's a reason they drive people across it and get paid.
That's right, Arch.
They actually take people that are terrified. It's not really that big a deal. Unless a pickup truck or a 18-wheeler goes careening off the bridge and down into the bay.
I wreck your day. 4-mile bridge, Arch.
Happened,
you know that?
4 miles. Yeah. What, 6 years ago?
Yeah. Think so, about.
But getting back to my recommendation, Heath Hudson, if you're down there and you would like to go to the beach on your way to the Bay Bridge, right outside of Annapolis, I suggest you stop at a little place that's not there any longer. It's called, and that doesn't make sense the way I'm saying
the
it.
The structure's
but,
there.
This whole bit doesn't make sense, but the fact is, Heath Hudson, why don't you stop by the Whitehall Inn? And when you're in there, Heath Hudson could try some of the delicious Whitehall Inn's. Fruit fritters.
Yeah!
Woo!
All the way with Kiki K.
Yeah, you do!
Kiki K, she turned double nickels yesterday.
Yeah.
Her old Sammy Hagar birthday.
I can't drive with Kiki K!
Ooh, scary Kiki K.
Took a break in my heart.
That's
I couldn't if I tried.
Is that your favorite anyway. Kiki? Kiki D?
Yeah, Kiki D.
It's
Kiki
a good
D.
one. It's a good one.
Kiki K. Yeah, yeah. She can be a bit of a pain in the ass, to be perfectly honest. Anyway. John Manuel is having a birthday in Lafayette, Louisiana. He wakes his wife up each morning with the TMOS podcast.
Oh,
especially
nice.
Oscar's laugh.
Oh.
So maybe we could isolate Oscar's laugh, and it could be a... It
an
could
alarm?
Be an alarm clock.
Yeah,
ooh, I never thought about you know? That.
But it has to be organic. It has to be
true.
So
I'm sure we catch
see.
One.
What to? Yeah, yeah. We'll try to make Oscar laugh. Today and do something like that. You know.
Usually I'm sad and dead inside.
That's right.
Sad and tired.
Yeah,
and tired.
His soul is like the Whitehall Inn. It's still there.
No.
But it's empty.
Mine's like yes. Best Buy, full of gadgets.
No, that's right.
No,
his
I
soul
forgot.
Is full of gadgets. One of my favorite lines. I've ever read. It was terrific. When Oscar was out there online last week, throwing his body in front of the bullets that were coming at me, and it was just like that's when he said, "My soul is full of gadgets." And I remember laughing out loud and saying, "Boy, I wish I could be that thick-skinned where I would just be able to tweak those people, those people that are
sometimes
made of snow."
Sometimes just gotta engage, you know.
Yes, absolutely. Debbie from Pocatello. Ooh, Pocatello. Where's Pocatello, Rob?
It's Idaho, isn't it? Pocatello, Idaho.
Pocatello. What?
Pocatello.
He's doing like she's an celebrating. Italian. He's doing like an Italian pronunciation of it. Hey, we go to the Pocatello.
Key to great broadcasting, kids, if you're listening to this right now, the key to great broadcasting is timing.
Damn it.
Debbie from Pocatello.
I agree.
Debbie from Pocatello celebrated over St. Patty's Day weekend. Happy O birthday. God, it seems like St. Patrick's Day was... Just like a week ago.
It does.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving right along, our random note of the day comes from Rich Summers.
It's a quote, Mike. This is a quote.
Rich says, "I'm a week behind on the shows. I actually met Wilfred Brimley at a cockfight."
Wow.
That's all he wrote. That's
Man.
It. That's the whole letter.
I like the red one over there. I like the red one with the baggy neck. Looks like a scrote. Anyway, does Rob remember the first sound that he ever harvested from his garden? That comes to us from Ben Mayfield of McDonough, Georgia. Well, Rob, I know you've got quite a memory.
I did a little research. Now, right. I don't know if he is thinking back to when we did the terrestrial show where the Audio Vault was born, but what a lot of people don't know is since that was a CBS-owned show, all the sounds were brought in by truck. We would go down to the greengrocer.
They would be delivered.
They were delivered. It was when the podcast started.
A truck driven by Mel Karmazan.
That's right.
Who would back the truck up to the actual front door of the radio station, and then on the way out after it was all emptied out, he said, "What more can I do for you?"
It was when the podcast started that we started growing our own, hand gathering them. And I instantly thought I knew what the first sound was, but yes. I saved them, you know, in folders by day. So I was actually to go back and check. It turned out I was right. The first day we did the podcast was right when the Tiger Woods scandal broke. Remember the voicemail scandal?
Yes.
And he left that note to the lady saying, you know, please don't talk about it. The first Audio Vault item we ever played, I believe, is the Tiger Woods Sexy Slow Jam Remix.
Hey, it's Tiger. You need to do me a huge favor. Please. You gotta do this for me. Can you take your name?
That's still funny.
My wife took my phone and made me call.
Still funny.
It is.
Your name off your phone. You gotta do this for me.
And it goes on like that. So December 7th, 2009. That's what it was.
We must have said this years ago, but why didn't he just say it's me? You know?
Right.
Like, she wouldn't recognize Tiger Woods' voice.
Right.
I know. God, that still holds up. Mike, Rob, Oscar, and various interns. First, I'd like to apologize to Rob for the tardiness of this letter. I usually listen to the show around 3 p.m. Colorado time as I pick my daughter up at school. But today, I'm reading kind of in a remedial way.
I think you're doing a great job.
Cold medication. As I picked my daughter up at school. But today, I didn't hear the show until I was on my way into work. As I drove, I suddenly found myself motoring up I-25 at 75 miles per hour, yelling at my car speakers. It's a remake. How do you guys not know it's a remake? As Mike was describing the Beguiled. I know a lot of people reached out to me and told me it was a remake. I didn't know that the movie with Colin Farrell and Nicole Kidman was a remake.
I got it from
apologies.
A lot of people, too. I had no idea. Yeah,
they like to tell us that.
They do.
A lot of people knew that, and I did not know. It was a staple on TBS back in the day when all they would show was Braves games and Clint Eastwood movies. I'm sure TCM has aired it numerous times over the years. Then I thought to myself, why the hell am I yelling to myself in the car? Why the anger? It's me with the problem, not them. Well, very good. That's good self-awareness
right
there.
That's right. That's step one.
Thanks for bringing this to my attention, guys. I'll be seeking counseling ASAP. keep up the funny gentleman, Bob, in Colorado Springs. You keep it up, too, Bob, because you're funny. Hi, boys. I've been a fan of all incarnations of the show since 1996. I write this from a hospital waiting room in Richmond, Virginia. You see, my 7-year-old is currently undergoing dental surgery, and I'm anxious as hell, as one can imagine. My mind is whirling as a whirling dervish. I hope he comes out of surgery okay. I hope it isn't in miserable amounts of pain afterwards. And I hope the $700 hospital copay on top of the $1,300 dental copay doesn't effing bankrupt my family. God almighty.
You imagine?
Yeah, no. Of course I can imagine. I've done it.
Yeah.
I've written those checks. I've put that on credit cards. It's ridiculous. Dental care in America is the greatest scam. You want to see? You know what? Ladies. You're out there. Marry a dentist now.
Yeah.
Marry a dentist because they just get banked. They get banked.
Yeah.
If they get a great practice like that Dr. Dana guy, you can take like Thursdays, Fridays, and half of Wednesday off,
right.
Go to his beach house. And just like, hey, that'll be $1,000. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming in. It's really, the dental care is insane. I'm going for my second, my two annual cleanings a year.
Right.
So it's $130. And you know what it's going to be? They're going to do the cleaning. They say, we should probably do this $1,000.
X-rays.
We'll probably do this $1,000. Craziness. Anyway, I feel your pain. That's what I'm trying to say. Yay, American healthcare. The only thing easing my anxiety is listening to your show. So thank you for everything you do. You're all talented broadcasters. Yes. Even you, Oscar.
Oh, thank you, sir.
He wrote this. I did. Regards, Joe from Richmond. Richmond, Virginia, a city that Rob Spiewak knows well.
You good city. Great city. Maybe Julia will end up there in a couple years. Who knows?
Oh, really? Is she thinking about VCU?
She'll be visiting VCU on Friday. She visited Temple yesterday. Can you believe my daughter is visiting colleges?
That's exciting. Very exciting.
Sucks.
Yeah, it does. Money, money, money. Yeah. TMOS, last letter here. After you guys so graciously played Slim Whitman for me during the mailbag a few weeks ago, I finally found my smile.
Aww.
However, with Easter right around the corner, now I need to find God. Who better to inspire me than D's messenger himself? Lou Holtz. Who's D's messenger?
I don't know, but that's what he wrote.
All right. Lou Holtz, inspire me, Lou. Keep bringing the funny. Dan Cortez, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Now, for Lou Holtz, Mike, I have several offers.
That's probably a sports reference that we're all missing. But,
no, I know who Lou Holtz is.
Yeah.
No, but I know who Lou Holtz is, too. Now he's former Notre Dame coach. Yeah, he's former coach of a lot of different schools. Yeah, and he was a motivational speaker.
Like, do you want to hear a motivational tape from him? Do you want to hear him sneeze? Or do you want to hear just one of his greatest moments on ESPN? Or do you want to hear them all? They're all brief.
I'd like to hear the ones where he showers his co-host with the most saliva.
All right, well, then that would probably be the sneeze.
Now, Marshall, usually it's all Rakeem Cato who did throw a touchdown pass in his 40. Devin Johnson put up 272 yards. That's a Marshall.
Right. Here he is with some analysis.
Can I hear the sneeze one more time?
Of course, yeah.
Now, Marshall, usually it's all Rakeem Cato who did throw a touchdown pass in his 40. Devin Johnson.
Such a great old man sneeze.
You know, my father, God rest his soul, grew up in an era, a lot of older people did, where the sneezing, a loud sneeze, one of the rudest things you could do. You were taught to stifle your sneeze. I do not know how he didn't blow an eyeball out. His sneeze.
It's the worst thing for you.
He'd do the suck up where he'd go.
Oh,
like that, and you just see him, and it was painful. His face would go, yeah, very, very painful. Let's hear some more Lou Holtz.
Okay, here he is talking about the football scoreboard on ESPN.
They will get to talk a whole lot more at halftime, I promise.
Well, I don't get the rain, man, cold,
but they're counting down 7-6-5.
I agree, Lou. But what this man wants is he wants inspiration.
Yeah.
So let's hear about victory in life.
For victory in life, we've got to keep focused on the goal, and the goal is heaven. The key to winning is choosing to do God's will and love others with all you've got. Sacrifice, discipline, and prayer are essential. We gain strength through God's word, and we receive grace from the sacraments. And when we fumble due to sin, and it's going to happen,
right.
Confession puts us back on the field. So if you haven't been going to Mass weekly, get back in the game. We're saving your seat on the starting bench this Sunday. Welcome home.
Welcome home, Mike.
Too many S's in that religion.
Start the show, Rob Spiewak.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You call about the records?
Those.
Right. It's the best collection I've ever seen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, I could only afford to buy just a few of these.
Give me $50 and they're all yours.
Yeah, right. These are worth at least
I know what
15,
they're worth.
20. But you must have...
I must have nothing. They're my husband's.
And you're not getting along with them too well at the moment, huh?
My husband is in Jamaica with a 19-year-old, a friend of my daughter's. And he had the f***ing nerve to call me and ask me to sell his singles collection and send him a check for whatever I got, minus a 10% commission. Mm-hmm. Which reminds me, would you be sure to give me a 5? Because I want to frame it. Put it on the wall.
Can I pay you for those properly? I mean, you don't even have to tell him how much you got. Send him $45 and blow the rest. Give it to charity or something.
That's not part of the deal. I want to be poisonous, but fair.
Let's compromise. What about 1,500? They're worth at least 10 times that.
$60.
1,300.
75.
1,100. That's my lowest offer.
And I won't take a penny over 90. More than that, and he could afford to come back, and that's the last thing I want.
I'm sorry, but I think you're going to have to talk to somebody else.
Fine.
Can I just buy that one Otis Redding off of you, please?
10 cents.
Let me give you $10. It's worth 20 times that.
Okay, because you've got principles and because you took the trouble to come up here, but that's it. And don't think that you're going to buy these one by one. Did you see the Sex Pistols, God Save the Queen, in there?
Yeah, I saw that one.
It's free.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Hello, everyone, from the Kuiper...
From the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are a worldwide radio program, and we're glad to have you with us. We're also a podcast. If you're here, you get it. We're on air on demand and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app.
Can we take that again,
now,
Coach?
And get our show every day after the sacrament.
You can reach us at 888-920-MORE, especially tomorrow when we do Wide Open Wednesday. That'll be 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Pay attention. You need to hear this. It's a fact that interest rates are going up. So all TMOS listeners need to act now to refinance, to take cash out, or pay off debt before rates go up further. Cornerstone First Financial is here to help. They can figure out your best financial play and get it done for you so you save money. Plus, Cornerstone is still saluting our real-life heroes with the Hometown Heroes program. Heroes like police, firefighters, teachers, and veterans, the good guys. These heroes will receive 20% of the participating real estate agent's commission towards their closing costs. So, if you're a hero buying or selling a house, please visit cornerstonefirst.com, and they'll connect you with the real estate company that covers all the states they're licensed in. Did you hear that, teachers? Did you hear that, firefighters? Did you hear that, cops? Come
on
now.
Do it!
Plus, you get a free appraisal from Cornerstone, so this is huge savings. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. And thank you to all of our heroes from Cornerstone First Financial. The Twitter account, the new one, the Real O'Mara, is... is now about 1,160 some odd followers and growing. And I'd like to get that to, I'm looking for 2 million.
Yes.
And now after you hit 2 million, that's when you'll stop promoting?
That's when I will get off of Facebook entirely.
Okay. All right.
That's when I will be done with
Facebook. Have you written directly to Patton Oswalt? He's got a nice following.
I have followed Patton, but I have not written to him directly.
Sometimes you can create a network effect by creating conversation.
See, that's Oscar, you could write a little blog on how to get followers with that. But you don't
social
do that.
Media guy.
But you don't do that. So
I don't
like telling
people what I'm doing. I just like doing it.
Mm. But you're not all that active on Twitter yourself.
No, I'm the worst.
But you want the followers.
No, you have the time, Mike. You should definitely do it. Like, you have a lot of thoughts. You have a lot of viewpoints. I like being behind the scenes for the most part. Hello?
I have the time. What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, did you notice how he pivoted right after he said that?
Yeah.
He said, you have the time. You have a lot of thoughts.
No, that's after Bo.
Yeah, he came in that mood. I knew he was in that mood today. You have the time, Mike. You sit on your fat ass all day long and do nothing.
No, there was nothing wrong today.
I'd like to point out to you that you have a dog. I have a four-year-old.
Yeah, you have a wife that takes care of him.
Four-year-old child. What?
You have a wife that takes care of him.
Yeah, but he has to take care of his wife.
We co-parent. We co-parent. I would like to direct you. Let's play the videotape of me doing the show prep this morning. Daddy's doing work right now. Now, I can come into my office.
Yes.
I can bolt lock the door, but it's not a very social thing to do. And especially when he's going back to school today, I wanted to have him around me. But when I'm doing it out in the main body of this tiny little house I live in, it's very problematic. But someday,
he will be a teen and there will be spring break and he'll roll out of bed in a literal fog at one. And the problem will be you'll crave these days.
But getting back to being busy, that golf handicap is not going to lower itself, Oscar Santana.
That's my point.
You think I'm thinking about the morning?
I'm thinking of the whole day.
I'm talking about that golf ability does not magically get better. You have to work at it.
You got
to
work it.
You have to spend hours on the range.
Can you tweet while you're out there?
I can tweet, but it has to be organic. It has to be organic.
Yeah, and you can say you can say this if you have.
And by the way, and here's something you like to hear me say. Okay, I haven't really, with everything going on lately, I really haven't felt like being political. With the run up to the March for Our Lives, it was constant. And then I wrote a few nice things about the kids. And the last one was last night when I talked about, and by the way, be aware of this. Those kids are going to be targeted. They, if they're not now, they will be, trust me. And you know what they are? They are kids. And so let me articulate a little further on my point. Those kids that did the Parkland High School and then now have become, you know, very, very famous. Cover of Time magazine, they're famous kids. They're kids, and they're going to screw up. Kids screw up. It's going to happen. And when that happens, I'm afraid that people that have different agendas might pick on them, and I told people to be aware of that. That was it. After that, I got a little bit crispy on that kind of stuff, and you know, out, you know, there's only so much food tweeting that you can do. You know what I mean? You know, what I should have done is tweeted about the drinks that I had after the margaritas. By the way, the $2 margarita tweet was very, very popular last night. And that's the kind of thing that I think my followers crave. They crave to follow me and hear about
said,
the booze.
Almost has to be said like Scott Shannon. $2 margarita tweet.
$2. Oh, well, the first tweet I put out said, hey, it's $5 margarita night. And then Carla said, Carla comes and goes, what do you mean $5? They're $2 on Monday.
What do you think we are, Rockefeller?
They're $2. They're $2.
You could tweet about all of that, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, but I mean,
when does $2 margaritas become too expensive?
But you know what? I don't. So how often do you want me to tweet? Okay, for the good of the show.
Ideally, you should.
By the way, when she said $2 margaritas, we were in the car.
That's right.
Anyway,
ideally, I've heard the rep. There is no magic number. It's simply to engage with people. When they write you, write them back. When people tweet you, tweet them back.
Oh, okay.
Like, now, that is the key to success.
You mentioned something intriguing.
Now, I don't
about
do any of that.
Like, but, establishing the dialogue with Patton, as you said, that engages, that sort of causes a network effect.
Yes.
Have you ever done that, and was it successful? Not with Patton, but with another celebrity.
No, we were lucky because we got on to this bandwagon very early while we were on the air, right?
Right.
So you got to engage with listeners. You guys chose Facebook.
You and Chad?
Yeah, Chad, I think, has like over 80,000.
Big Owen Duke show. Big Owen Duke did it.
80,000 plus followers, I think, at this point. Mm-hmm. So, but he engages. It's a second job, right?
Right.
Who has 80,000
plus? I think Chad has more than that. Right. It's like, it really is.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm jealous.
All right. Well, then
I don't want to hear that. You know that. You're working me right now. Stop working
just
me.
Saying.
A-hole.
You know?
Anyway, you know, I'm more talented. Anyway, so moving right along.
I'll pass that along.
Yeah. I'm sure
he pass it along to you, too. So I know you get it from both sides, you know. But he's, you know, he's on top of all the major issues. But anyway, moving right along, everybody. Let's just say.
Big Owen Dicks.
Pony, stop it.
Yes, sir.
How dare you? What do you do? You know what show pays you.
Of course.
That's right.
It's not
what
big
did he
Owen
say?
Dukes.
What did Pony
say?
No.
I didn't say anything.
I was joking because Oscar was doing that little chant, and I was saying that
saying
it was
Pony, like
too.
Pony.
Yeah, I was doing it.
Like it was Pony. Right. Right.
Horrible.
You know.
Remember when you got kicked off the Michael Mara show, ended up on Big Owen Dukes?
No, I got kicked off of Big Owen Dukes and ended up on Michael Mara.
I misremembered.
Oh,
yeah, we kicked him off.
Actually, I don't think I got kicked off either.
You got reassigned.
The station flipped formats.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, it's the station's fault.
Do you remember, Oscar? Oscar, do you remember that's the same thing that happened to you?
That happens all the time.
No, I'm talking about you were kind of talking to Pony like it happened to him. Well,
no!
It happened to you.
I got asked to go, what is it? The best term from a program director at WPGC, live the lifestyle. And I said, you want me to live the lifestyle?
What do you mean? What did he mean by live the lifestyle?
So I was offered a job at WPGC. Right. So I went into that office and the program director had no idea who I was.
To be like a night DJ.
No, he wanted me to become an urban DJ.
Like spin.
And I'm the whitest Latin guy you know.
Yeah.
Right. And he said, are you ready to live the lifestyle? And I said, I've got hobo or iceberg at that point on. I've got, what are you talking about? They told me this would be a top 40 station.
This is when, by the way, Oscar's talking about when they flip formats at WJFK. Yeah. And Oscar was asked to go work at WPGC because he networked with the people over there. And his salary was in line. So that's one of the reasons why they wanted him to come over there.
Did they also want you to do Spanish?
No, that was when they flipped
format. That was
formats.
El Zol.
Okay.
WHFS.
So
why didn't you, and you just didn't feel comfortable, you know, making that lateral move, right?
No, I said, well, what was clear to me is that the guy, that this was just moving pieces, right? And the guy who was going to be my boss didn't know anything about me except for the fact that I was Latino. Mm-hmm. And the people that decided to move me to the urban contemporary station said...
Who was the architect of that move, by the way? Who was the first one that floated that to you? Was that CK that did that?
No.
Was he the one that suggested that? Or did network for you?
No,
how did that come about?
Nobody did anything. They said, we're giving you something at WPGC... You're going over there, report there on Monday. And I said, all right.
So the people at WJFK said, we're giving you something at PGC?
Yes, yes.
And they didn't tell you what it was.
Well, no, they told me that the station was possibly going to flip to top 40.
Right.
And that they were going to redo the entire station because the station on the West Coast flipped to...
I love stories like this because they remind me of how much I love broadcasting.
Yeah, the station on the West Coast flipped to not an energy format, but a top 40 format, right? Mm-hmm. They were going to change WPGC into a top 40 station, possibly. And I remember looking at the program director at the urban, like heritage urban contemporary station. I said, WPGC is pretty popular. Why would you change it to top 40? He said, well, the new personal people meter isn't really showing that these days. And same. I said, I'm not even involved in it. I was 31.
Doesn't it take you right back to that exact moment?
And then he said it was going to be a slow turn to top 40, but he needed me to live the lifestyle. If I was ready, he needed to know if I was ready to live the lifestyle.
The program director said the lifestyle.
Basically act more black or ethnic.
Hey,
right?
Man. Live the lifestyle.
Can you act more ethnic? Do you have any tear tattoos to put on to your cheek?
Well, that means you've come been a work murderer. For
you, I said, sir?
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 Hi there. What school do you go to?
He said, have you ever listened to the talk show I was on? And he said, I can't say I have. And I said, I really appreciate this opportunity. Just give me a couple of days to get my ducks in a row. And as I walked out of those CBS Radio headquarters for the market, I said, well, we're going to find another path. Because I called the next day. I said, thank you, but no thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, nobody knew what was going on.
This is before the hammer came down on all of us,
no,
right?
This was after.
Oh, this is afterwards.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, remember, I called you to warn you.
Yeah, well, I didn't know what the time, but we didn't have a discussion about WPGC
you never called me back either.
What do you mean I never called you back?
To warn you.
Well, when you, what?
So you called and you didn't, but you like left a message.
I said,
so you
Mike, we need
him?
To talk. Okay. We need to talk. And you just, I mean, you had a lot going on. I completely understand.
Well, I mean, the you gave me confirmation on what I already kind
you
of
kind
smelled
of
in
yeah.
the water.
Yeah.
And then you had you were plugged into it in the day. But in the meantime, and then it was after the fact that you and I got together and talked about doing this.
Yes,
And really, as a matter of fact, the word that we've been using the last 2 weeks, when Oscar approached me to discuss the world of podcasting, I gave him the Gene Hackman probably 50. I don't understand. I don't understand.
All of us did. Yeah.
And then we had, I still remember where we had the meeting. Was it at Uno?
Was it at Uno Pizzeria? In wonderful Manassas, Virginia.
In Manassas, when we were getting, we had another one at that joint. It was Coastal Flats.
Yeah, yes. I remember it was a part of the Great American Restaurant.
We went to some of the finest chains to develop this podcast, and then the rest
only
is
the
history.
Best.
Yeah. But you had been
so
before
it's
we started.
It's only
really
an trying. Hour. That's before, how long it is.
Okay,
a
stop
day.
It. Behave yourself. Behave yourself, Rob. Behave yourself. That way he came in. He came to the later meeting.
Sure.
The way I understood it.
Yeah.
But then the rest is history.
Why would I do
but
my
I
news?
Hear that. I hear that and I just, oh God, it makes my brain hurt when I think about that because they're all like that. No, I want to hire you here, but I haven't heard your show. So it's just
I understand you're good at social media as well. We need a presence.
You would be excellent living the lifestyle. So come in and sit down and show me how one does this.
I walked in and I told my mom, I said, I just had the worst and best meeting in radio of my life. And she said she said, why?
Okay.
She goes, did they offer you, like, what job did they offer you? He goes, The man had no idea what my skill set was. He got an, it seemed like he got an email and said, this guy's a bright kid. He's great at social media. And he is Latino. Like, I think that's what the head, like, great for,
bing, bing, bing.
For diversification of our audience. We can't, you can't be all white. You can't be all black.
Right.
You can't be all Hispanic. You got to put somebody in there to mix it up.
You're
to
the
give,
uniter.
Yeah, to the uniter.
Hand,
yeah.
Yes.
On the other hand, I had a long conversation with a general manager. I remember pulling my car over to the side of the road and having a very lengthy conversation with the general manager at another radio station and saying, yeah, okay, you know, this would be good. And it went on and on. And I remember getting off the phone and saying, well, that'll be I'll have a little downtime and then I'll hop right back in. And I was eventually hired by that other radio station a year later, roughly 1 year later.
So they fast-tracked
after
it?
Four or five meetings, including a round of golf with Kenny King, where it came down to, the reason I got that job is that, listen, I think I said something along the lines of, listen, do you want to do this or not? I'm tired of dicking around.
Yeah, right.
There wasn't anybody else knocking the door down. And then, you know, and what I wanted to do, I didn't get to do ultimately. And it's just at the very end between the format flip here and then waiting to get hired there and then the format flip there. It just it's kind of an insane way to make a living. And and you never know what's going to happen.
Look,
you never know.
We've got great partners on Terrestrial that get it. Right.
Yeah, we do.
We also have great partners within our listeners that get it. But know this, that this path to where we are now, where we continue the good fight, it's just never been easy.
No.
Like it has never been easy. And right. I'll say this about even our little dust up last week. It's never been easy.
Never.
Like we just don't discuss it. And we just continue to fight and create. And the fact that we get to do this is phenomenal, because I never want to be in the position again where somebody walks in because a corporate suit has moved a few chess pieces and you've got somebody that's valued and that really takes care of you, and they're like, hey, can you change the way you dress and the way you talk so we can fit you into this culture because you don't act Latin enough?
Yeah, can you pretend to be someone you're not?
It's like that scene in
For No More Pay.
No, we get the content part of what we do. And by the way, what came out of last week's tension, and by the way, the healing continues.
Yes.
Boo. the healing, what came out of that, there was one consistent thread through everything I communicated with everybody, whether it be on the show, whether it be with listeners, whether it be from angry people that didn't like this. The one consistent was the product that we're offering. And I mean this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I might say and do, and Oscar might say and do, and Rob might say and do things on a particular day, in a particular segment of the show, stuff that rubs you the wrong way. But I stand by the product that we've been offering and the product that we have been producing, especially within the last 6 month period, where we've come out of this this studio doing some really, really fun stuff and some really, really good work. And it's not always going to be perfect for everybody. It's live and it happens. But that's the consistency. Do we have technical things we can improve? Always.
We're always
trying to do that. Do we want to reach a greater number of you? Maybe people that have listened to other incarnations of everything we do? Yes,
always,
we do.
Always.
Do I now, more than anything else in the world, want to get more followers on Twitter than Chad Dukes? Yes, I do. Absolutely. But I have to say this, the consistent product that we offer, no matter what the case, I'm very proud of it.
Yes.
And I know I rub people the wrong way. And I know you get sick of hearing certain things. Okay. And look, that's just the way it is. And that's the way it always will be. We're human beings, and we do try to keep it somewhat real, but we try to be goofy. And by and large, we're just three, four goofy guys
here
doing something nobody gets to do for a living. And you know, support us. That's what I wanted to say.
Please.
Support us.
Please.
For the love of God, support
please.
Us.
Okay. Or out you pixies go.
Out you pixies go through the door or through the window. Okay? Please get me to 90,000 followers. At The Real Omera. On Twitter. Mike Omera at The Real Omera. Tell your friends. I don't care if they even know me or
don't confuse
like them,
Mike. Just, all you have to say is at The Real Omera.
That's it.
Then somebody the other day said, why doesn't he give his name? I heard that online. So I just say, at The Real Omera. That's what I say, at The Real Omera.
Maddie.
If someone needs to ask that question, maybe you don't need them as a
Maddie,
follower.
What do I do? Well, Maddie, give my give
stop
my Twitter
the music.
Handle a
stop
plug.
The music. Stop the music.
Maddie.
You just say your Twitter handle.
Let's
That's all you need.
Okay.
You got it.
At the real O'Mara. Thanks, Maddie. All right. At the real
she's,
O'Mara.
She's here to help.
We'll be right back, Maddie.
Hey, look, it's Maddie.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Hey, have you gotten your legacy box yet? I love my legacy box. It is fantastic to preserve family memories. Wonderful, wonderful photos, wonderful videos of my dear departed mom and my children, my 40 children, when they at all various ages. What is Legacy Box? It's real easy. It's time to digitize your lifetime of memories. All you do is send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures. They'll do the rest, digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. It's like magic. You get your originals and new digital files back in a few weeks, and they keep you updated every step of the process. They know how valuable these things are to you, and they let you know what's happening. I love, love, love seeing the memories of my kids when they were little, and I love seeing my mom and dad and the stolen movie camera on their honeymoon. It was so wonderful. The work is done by hand right here in the USA. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and photos. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. With this exclusive deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45 or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Start with just a few tapes or digitize your entire collection. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS and make sure to enter the code TMOS to save 40% on your Legacy Box today. Get started preserving your past, everybody. All right, enough real drama. I'm at it.
Yeah.
Do it anymore.
Just be silly now.
I just can't. last night out to the Mia. We went to the Mia last night for $2 margarita night.
Iguanaria.
Daddy might have had one more than he should have and then came home.
How many
and,
is that?
Well, you really shouldn't have more than two.
That's what I was thinking, that three and might be danger zone, right?
I had three and snuck it into a go cup. Because my wife was driving.
Okay.
So, by the way, they know what's going on and they don't want you to do that.
Right.
And so we're really transparent. And at the end of dinner, I'm like, can I get a styrofoam cup, please? And they said, and the waitress comes over, for water? I said, yeah, for water. And my little guy had an orange juice. So the water came to the table and I dumped the water into the orange juice container and then put my margarita in the go cup. And I said, time to go. Let's go now. And so the third was consumed on the way home. And then when we got home, we still had a couple of bottles left of the Gran Gala, which you flavor their margaritas with.
The orange. It's an orange.
Yeah, it's kind of like a poor man's Grand Marnier.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Carla had one of those for a nightcap, and your boy had two.
Oh.
And so when I woke up, when I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning with my 4-year-old son jumping on my shoulders, and I'm like, oh, good morning, Michael. good morning, Michael. How you doing, Michael? For those of you that might like that orangey stuff, it is a knockoff, and it's a little more potent and makes you feel a little rougher in the morning when you do that instead
cheaper
of like
liquors are little, often less friendly.
Is that what it is?
There is a great flavor knockoff of Crown Royal called Canadian Hunter. That comes in a plastic bottle.
Canadian Hunter.
Canadian Hunters.
Right now, three Canadian Hunters from Saskatchewan. It tastes identical to Crown. I bet if you put them side by side, you wouldn't be able to tell until the next morning. And it does make you feel worse.
I wonder why that is. Are you hydrating all day?
You mean yesterday?
Yes.
Not really. Probably not. I did a little bike ride yesterday.
Remember Chris Freight said hydration is important to keep your skin dewy soft?
Did he say that?
He did. He's a TV boy. He's a TV boy. And then he and then
you can't
he
have
dance.
Dry skin.
No, and then he dances.
By the way, check out Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Good Punny stuff. Did some great work.
But look in at his Dewey Soft broadcasting style.
Yeah. He's a very nice man.
I guess if your job is to look good, mm-hmm. you think about that.
Yeah, I guess.
Skin, well, right?
Do you remember when we had Katie Tour of NBC?
Yes.
And she's now on MSNBC with her own show. And she was really, she wrote a fascinating book about
great
covering
book.
The Trump campaign. And when she was on, part of that book, it seemed like every other chapter she would start with talking about being camera ready, having to be camera. It's their greatest challenge for all those talking heads is, especially when you're covering a presidential campaign, is to be ready at a moment's notice.
And the amount of content she's responsible for at any time. That book is really as tension filled as a Stephen King novel because of the way it was presented, the storytelling.
Where she'd get a call at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And say you have to be on Morning Joe, and she'd and she'd rush down and she talked about, is it Casey? She's got a show called KCDC on MSNBC. I wish I knew her last name. I'm not sure. Is it Casey Hunt? I think it's Casey Hunt.
I think
Hunt.
It is.
Yeah, I think it's Casey Hunt. And she talked about Casey Hunt had this miraculous she had a miraculous ability to be camera ready at all times. You look at other people that that are ready, and then you look at people that they could spend 14 hours on the chair, and you know they're never ready. The hair is never.
Some don't even have a chair anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's that. No, I'm not kidding. We've talked to enough anchors in this area, and they have to do their own makeup.
Run their own teleprompter.
And then run their own teleprompter sometimes. You're like, what is going on?
But then you get to a
local
point.
Local is a different world. There is a local anchor woman down here. I don't know what her name is, but she fluffs every single show. I said, watch. She's on, and I bring my wife, and I said, here we go. And she said, now, in Naples, the wildfires are coming down. Everyone, she cannot get through, but they keep her on because I think that
it's a smaller market. Reps, she needs reps before she goes to the big boys.
Right. Is she older or younger?
She's probably 30 something.
So she's gonna ride it out there. She's not going anywhere.
I doubt that. Sincerely. By the way, and then you turn the Fox, the local Fox affiliate, because the other night we wanted to watch the 10 o'clock news, and I swear to you, there was a woman anchor on there that was 11 years old. She was 11 years old. I said, how they must be going to the local McDonald's and saying, hey, you tired of doing that? Come on over. We'll make you an anchor. We'll do that right away. But this lady, not only does she fluff, but you know that the hair is so challenged that she has bedhead every time. And she does the mornings on the weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's tough. I would never do it. I would never be able to do it.
Size medium market.
By the way, Oscar starts talking about better cameras, and part of me says, that would be really wonderful. And another part of me says, oh, God.
Yeah. Do you remember when Letterman went high def and he said, we want to show an experiment about how high def will change the show. Here's our show in standard resolution. And he showed Joan Rivers coming out on stage. He said, now let's see it in high def. And they had a goat come out. That's my thought.
Doreen Gensler?
Doreen is on Channel 4 here. Yeah.
She said
Doreen Gensler is always camera.
She talked about them going to 4K television. Yeah. They make a big deal about this. And she goes, 4K and then 8K coming up with the new technology. She goes, at 8K, you're not going to be able to put me out here in front of these people.
Is that what she said?
Yes.
That's hysterical. Yeah. They're so, I guess the point that we're discussing it, they are so aware.
Oh, yeah.
Being camera ready and how and being telegenic and how they look.
Until you get to a certain point, like if you've seen David Letterman's new Netflix show, he doesn't care anymore.
That's a different deal. That's complete. I'm talking about like network anchor people that are, and there are a few. I watch so much news on television that I could probably put together my Hall of Fame, my network Hall of Fame. Because
you'll need a bigger house.
Both men and women, I could put the Hall of Fame as far as being camera ready. There is a female anchor who is at the absolute pinnacle. She is at the very, very top of the list, and she is never not perfectly camera ready, and that is Brooke Baldwin on CNN. She appears to be so at ease.
Well, she's in the afternoon though, right? She's got time to wake up.
She's not in the afternoon. She's
work
got
out.
She's got time to wake up.
On,
she
does,
go home, booze it up, go to bed.
You can be the most camera-ready person in the world.
Afternoons are the best.
Yeah. If you're doing a 6 o'clock show, yeah. You know, it's like, oh, my God, help you.
AM, you've got bags under your eyes. Guys and gals. Some guys, I'm like, I mean, really? You just gave up. You said forget about it.
Yeah, but like, you know, another guy that's up early in the morning and always not a hair out of place? Our good old friend Willie Geist. Willie Geist always
together.
Like he's
got it
ready
together.
To go.
Absolutely.
Remember Chuck Todd said that the best advice he got was to stop drinking? And he stopped drinking.
Yeah,
because being on TV.
At any point, he said a story could break. And if you're caught, you have a beer on, you can't go on air.
That's right.
Right.
Remember, he told
I will tell you, Oscar, when Chuck Todd said that, I took that advice to heart. let's take a break. All right.
Jesus. 58 and alcohol.
Yeah. You know who else told me to quit drinking? It's Mike Buchanan.
Former television legend. Right now on television. We'll take a break and we'll come back with Oscar's World and Oscar Went to a Play. We'll be right back.
And now, advice from Andrea.
Ciao, belle.
Ciao, belle.
This is Andrea, the Italian TMOS intern. Here is my advice on how to bake crostata alla Nutella. Make the short crust and rest it in the fridge before doing anything else. Melt chocolate over bain-marie. Slowly but forcefully pour the chocolate over the short crust and bake in the oven for 40 minutes. Take it out of the oven and let it rest. Poi potrete mangiarlo. Buon appetito.
Excuse me, but you
that guy
see
is enjoying his time. He is digging his fame. You seen him on social media?
Yeah.
Guy's going crazy.
You know what? He's more at ease in the studio. He is so funny. He's a really funny guy. I like him a lot.
I love this stuff. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Hey, listen up. Quiet down. Here we go. These days, you can get practically everything on demand, like our podcast. You can listen to us whenever you want, when it's convenient for you. So why are you still taking trips to the post office to mail letters and packages when you can get postage on demand with Stamps.com? With Stamps.com, you can access all of the amazing services of the post office right from your desk 24/7. When it's convenient for you. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or any package using your own computer and printer, and your mailman picks it up. Just click print mail and you're done. It couldn't be easier. Stamps.com never closes, and you can create your Stamps.com account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. We've used Stamps.com since the start of this podcast because it saves time, hassle, and money. Right now, use the TMOS code for a special offer that includes up to $55 in free postage, a digital scale, and a four-week trial. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and enter TMOS. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
All right, Oscar, you went to a play.
Oscar! Oh. You jerk. Timing, Rob. Have you ever heard of Post Secret?
No.
So it's
I live
interesting.
In the suburbs.
Well, this is interesting. You mentioned that because I got hit up by my friend Pat, and this was the beautiful thing about living in the city is that people can ask you to do things at the last minute.
Right.
And it's not really rude because you are 5 minutes away from everything.
Yeah,
right.
Your neighborhood.
So he said there's this play at the Lincoln Theater off U Street, and we have two extra tickets to go see Post Secret. And I said, well, I didn't even ask what it was. I said, we're in something different to do, right? And I'd never been to Lincoln Theater. I just heard about it. I know they just redid it.
It's gorgeous theater.
Yes. As Rob said, it was a black theater, Mike. Black theater.
Yeah, well, it was like the Apollo. It was like it was an African-American theater back in the day.
Well, I don't want to. Let me simplify
it
for you, Oscar.
A little racist.
We used to have a thing in
Rob
the country
said,
called.
They had the blacks down there. The blacks.
There used to be a thing called segregation. It was in all the papers, okay? And things were separate then. It was wrong. It was wrong, but you can't admit that it didn't exist because it was very real.
That's just the way you referenced
it. It was like the Apollo in New York.
Exactly.
Okay, that would have been better.
Right. You didn't say it that way.
No.
And Rob, what was the theater that collapsed with the snow?
Oh, the Knickerbocker Theater. Crandall's Knickerbocker Theater. What happened is there was a terrific blizzard.
We don't have time.
A terrific blizzard?
I mean, terrific meaning large.
Yeah.
And I can tell you stories about the... the Knickerbocker blizzard
okay,
that would curl your hair.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, we'll do that another time.
Another time.
What was the play about, Oscar?
Well, it's not a play. It's an extension of a movement that this gentleman who lives in Germantown, Maryland, his name is Frank Warren. He started in 2005, where it started as almost an art project or a project where he asked people to...
Performance art?
No, he wanted people to mail in postcards with secrets on them to his home address he used of all things.
Okay.
And the next thing you knew, like, he had hundreds of thousands of postcards being sent to him. With secrets on them.
Were they anonymous or did
anonymous
send
postcard?
Because it started online, right? Because I remember.
No, it started.
But I mean, eventually, did he go online?
Eventually online. But in 2005, these were real postcards.
I didn't know it went back that far because I had seen this online, but I didn't know it had this deep root.
Yes.
And he's in Germantown?
The home in German.
You can give me actually the address after the show. Okay. Right now.
Send him a secret.
Am really a Republican.
What?
So I didn't know what to expect. I had a little context going in, but didn't know. Mm-hmm. As you're reading in the you know, lift over, you were just like, okay, this is gonna be interesting.
Well, what's he gonna do? Read the postcards up on stage?
So it's not him. He actually has three actors that read some of the secrets. They have one that's about your age, that's female. They have another that's my age, that's female, and then they have another guy,
Suzanne Summers,
that's like a pony's age in his early 30s, late 20s.
Do they try to match up the postcards with the actor? Like,
yes.
So
good.
If it's a lady's secret an older guy's secret, they
admire.
Kind of cool.
It was beautiful. I was absolutely moved by
it. It was riveting.
Riveting. Yeah. Riveting.
And the fact that it's
true. Secret?
Yeah.
What was the
best secret is, and you should know that when you come in, you can also write down secrets and submit them. So to the show live. So as you write down on the postcard, they read some of the live secrets. And the one secret, and this is not a political show and I'm not trying to make it, but that had a standing ovation essentially, was that I am fighting the Trump White House from within. And everybody stood up and was clapping. It was a roar in the theater.
Wow. What we read in the news
roar in the theater.
You read in the news that's got to be true, right, with all the leaks that come out. Right?
And again, somebody just wrote down a secret and they were reading. Some of them were funny, but this was the serious one, one of the serious ones. And
can I write it down? Let me write them one more just because I just
while it's on your mind.
I mean, you got me so motivated with this. I have always wanted. Let me start again.
Yeah, scratch that out.
I have always wanted to live my life as a woman. All right, go ahead. So
there are secrets like that that they read on stage.
People don't know this about me.
One that really moved me.
Female Republican.
And I just piss people off by doing that.
No, I think you're fine.
That's just having a little fun.
One that really moved. Well, there are secrets like that say, you know,
right.
They're personal. Some of them are funny. One of them is, and this is gross. So guys and gals, if you're out there, just earmuffs briefly.
Okay.
A girl wrote that she calls her sister and explains what her flatulence sound like, and they've been doing this back and forth because they're sisters.
So it's got humor,
funny, and then another one which everybody was tearing up, and these are all a compilation of secrets that have been sent in.
Do they stack them so they build, like, you know, there's funny, touching and all that?
So because you know how to tell a story,
right?
That's how they do it. And the guy's got a tour bus. Like he's Motley Crue or Bruno Mars outside the house.
So he writes dialogue around the secret, right?
And no, they're just, it goes secret to secret to secret. It just,
like,
every
bam,
actor,
bam,
yes,
bam,
bam, bam, bam. But
oh my God, that's like so riveting. I think it would be riveting.
And I didn't know there are 6 books that have been written with these secrets. And this is just the theater show that went around the country on tour. Or theater.
And also organic, because with the new secrets coming in the theater, I'm sure the show is ever changing.
And there's a story within the show. They talk about how social media comes in play, because remember, 2005, we're just starting.
Let me just write my last one.
You have another one?
Yeah, please.
I'm glad you keep postcards in the studio.
Is there anything else?
No, just one more. This is when everybody was tearing up. This is before the intermission. Mm-hmm. And So the one secret that was really written in says, my secret is that I ditched my mom for my new boyfriend on New Year's. She passed 13 days later. I still keep the voicemail that she sent to wish me a happy new year. And I never want to erase it. Like, everybody starts.
Wow.
She dissed her mom on New Year's Eve.
For her new boyfriend.
And it would have been her last New Year's Eve
with her. And then my girl looks at me and she goes, I still have my dad's voicemails because her dad passed away 3 years ago. And I sat there, I'm tearing up talking about this. And then everybody's
like, that is so intense.
And I was like, do you want me to?
What's the name of the show again? Everybody should go see it.
Post Secret. No, I think this was the last one of their tour now, but they have a ton of books. You know, we'll switch the Amazon of the day, the pick of the day for the Post Secret books. If you go to our Amazon tab, we'll have it there.
It just would be amazingly compelling. I bet the books would be compelling too.
Yeah. But my friends had read the books.
Okay,
I had no
comment. So they were invested, but I almost better to go not knowing what to expect.
I also had this weird connection because the guys in Germantown, I can't believe I've never heard of this before. Like, this is wild, right?
Yeah.
That sounds intense, and it actually would translate into a theatrical presentation as well, which would be very, very cool. There you go. A little culture for Oscar Santa.
Yeah, cool.
Get out to the theater like that. Let me write down my last one.
Oh, you got a secret?
And you'll give me the address of the guy after
sure,
the show.
It's in Germantown.
All right, very good. Although
he can never move.
Although I say differently, I really, 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 really like being fat. All right, very good. We'll take a break. Come back.
Secrets
with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Four Network Sports Update. Brought to you by Dan the Fan Man and the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. In feetball, Kirk Cousins signed a 3-year contract with the Minnesota Twins. He will likely be the starting point guard come next season. In hockey, Alex Ovechkin did a really cool-looking thing and scored a goal. I'm not sure who won because I forgot to write down the score. In baseball, the guy with the long hair and the beard hit a home run in the 8th inning, securing a 2-1 victory over the Sacramento Kings. This update brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It's an extra hour of uncensored hilarity, and it makes the other 5 shows possible. Sign up today at MikeOmeraShow.com with updates at 11 and 41 past the hour from the More Network Sports Desk. I'm Ronnie Mermelstein.
There you go. Got it, Mermelstein. Got to do that more. Got to update those. Keep them fresh. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the worst time of the year. The Italian intern neglected to bring you a snack cake. The air studio looks way too dark, and you can't figure out your Twitter account. What will you do? What will you do? Well, Captain Smells Bad, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from an egregious Regis into a Joy Philbin. Just go to MikeOmeraShow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please quit sucking, and don't you carry nothing that might be a load. What is that? What is that? Come on and ease on down. Ease on down the road. How much crown did you have before?
Sober
you wrote
as
that?
A judge.
The road to laughter. Don't you carry nothing that might be a load. Come on and ease on down the road. That's it.
It's from The Wiz.
I work with insane people.
News!
Boo! I chihuahua. Oh my God. Tiffany Haddish, Rob Mayer, I'm glad that you performed with her, and you know I'm a big fan. That's why I've got two Tiffany Haddish.
She is the it girl right now, Mike.
Tiffany Haddish has a kind of a style, and that's like telling celebrity stories. That's what she's good at. She does this. She says she met Beyonce at a party last December, and she saw something crazy happen. She says that there was an actress there who she wouldn't name who bit Beyonce in the face.
What?
And not in a playful way. Apparently, the actress was on something. Beyonce wasn't really hurt, but she was mad. Tiffany says Beyonce ran off, got Jay-Z, and then they went into a back room. Tiffany says she had a couple of run-ins with the actress that night and almost, quote, beat her ass after the woman told her to stop dancing. Later that night, Tiffany and Beyonce were together at the bar. She said, quote, I said to Beyonce, did she really bite you? She was like, yeah. I was like, she gonna get her ass beat tonight.
Yeah, I was like, wow, great story. Tiffany.
That's my lead story.
Yeah.
Come on, Rob.
You want another one?
Yes, no, please. I'm saying the Tiffany. If you don't name the actress who did it, the story has no merit.
I know it doesn't, but that's what I. That's why. I
put Tiffany. It. Oh, Tiffany.
Tiffany Haddish told GQ magazine that she recently has been taking turpentine for her health. And apparently she's not joking. She said, quote, a teaspoon of turpentine will not kill you. The government doesn't want you to know that if you have a cold, just take some turpentine with some sugar or castor oil or honey and it'll go away the next day. Tiffany claimed 19th century slaves took turpentine because they didn't have access to medical care. And said that she's been learning about the benefits of it on YouTube, which is a very questionable source of medical advice.
Tiffany.
It's possible that she's joking.
Well, Tiffany. If she's joking, it would be funny, right?
Yes, it's Tiffany.
I'm sorry Tiffany to gang up it. On her, but you know.
She's very popular, Rob.
Mike, she's the it girl right now.
That's right. And she gave our boy, Rob Mayer, from the Rob and Joe show, an opportunity to open for her.
That's right.
So mm-hmm. that's a good thing.
Hey, Mike, I just see on TMZ who the actress was that bit Beyonce. It was,
who was it?
Angela Lansbury.
Yes, yeah. denture bite. this is going to annoy President Trump so on so many levels. Not only did Stormy Daniels bring more eyeballs to 60 Minutes than it's had in a decade, she also outperformed his 60 Minutes interview. More than 22 wow. million people watched Stormy's interview on Sunday night. When Trump sat down with 60 Minutes after winning the election in 2016, only 20 million people tuned in. Only? That's still a big number. Knowing Trump, he probably takes some satisfaction from the fact that the interview was about him. So he can take credit for a large chunk of it. But again, he would be crushed to know the subject of the last 60-minute segment that beat Stormy's numbers was an interview with Barack Obama in 2008. It got 24.5 million viewers. So there it is. Big numbers, as we predicted, for the 60 Minutes interview. That's it. Baseball season starts this week, which means the teams get to announce the crazy new foods they're going to be selling at their ballparks. But I have to tell you, I only put this in here because this is something I may try because I think this is improving on a food that I always thought was kind of meh.
Okay.
The Texas Rangers are the early contenders for the coolest food. When the season opens, they will be selling pickle corn dogs.
Wow.
It's a pickle that's hollowed out. They put a hot dog inside, and they cover the whole thing with batter and deep fry it, so it's like a corn dog that's also a huge pickle.
That's
and
I
wouldn't mind wrapping
idea.
My tonsils.
It's an excellent
what do you
idea.
Think? Sounds
and you know what?
Cool,
it would
it?
Actually work with a dill pickle or a sweet pickle.
Yep.
Either one would work because the sweet pickle would be like relish, and the dill pickle would also be good. Or, Mike, something in the middle like a bread and butter.
Where do you hold on. Pour some water on him. Where do you line up on the corn dog as a snack food?
It's not one of my go-tos. I'd rather just have a hot dog. But the addition of the pickle. Hot dog.
I didn't have my first corn dog till I was in my early 30s.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was... Well, there's so much hype over the years that I was like, eh...
And they also
I
have to be fresh because it's a fried food.
It's fried corn batter, is it not?
Yeah, a hot dog dipped in batter and then
and it's
deep fried.
I always find the batter too sweet.
But yeah. A pickle too sweet. With crust and a hot dog.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
That might balance the flavors out. So
like we might
be flying to Texas for opening day.
All right, excellent idea. I'll meet you there
after I write the guy in Germantown about my secret.
Frank Warren.
Send him a postcard that says don't like corn dogs.
I want to go see that show. I hope they come to Fort Myers. They won't.
No.
They won't.
You'll get
King and I.
You'll get Freddie Roman.
Yeah. Freddie, like the Frankie Valli tribute band and the King and I. Down here in Lando, Midwest, duh. Anyway.
They sound just like Blue Oyster Cult. They're called.
So would you like to know what the Texas Rangers are calling this new corn dog with a pickle? Oh, they're calling it the Dilly Dog because Dilly's popular.
Dilly.
That is, I'm sorry, I think that is a deserved campaign that they are now going on and making more elaborate, like, kingdom
like
commercials
that.
With the Dilly Dilly guy. And they use the king, who's perfect, and they use that one knave, who's also perfect. I love the Dilly Dilly commercials. I really do.
I'm surprised that the Rangers didn't go with my suggestion for the name of that snack food.
What's that?
The Golden BM.
Thank you very much. Delicious. And now a little something something. There's a 24-year-old guy who was in Rotorua, New Zealand, and he went to a woman's house back in September of 2015 and told her he'd been attacked and forced to drink poison. And the only way that he could survive is if he'd sweat it out. And he just so happened to get an email from the people who poisoned him saying the woman should, the woman would have to have sex with him repeatedly to save him. And here's the crux of the matter. She believed him and they had sex. But then the emails kept coming for the next few months telling her she needed to keep having sex with him or these mysterious people would attack her family. But she started noticing some strange things about the emails. One, the emails had lots of spelling mistakes. Two, they referred to the guy using a nickname that only he used for himself. And three, he was really the only one person benefiting.
Yeah.
She went to the cops. And the guy was arrested, charged with, here's the interesting charges in other countries. He was charged with sexual connections induced by threat and assault. He's on trial now, and he admitted that he sent the emails and set up the whole scam. My only question in 2015, what was Rob Ford doing in New Zealand? I wasn't sure about that. You have to have that glitch. There you go. Zeke, well, I just don't get it. I mean, he's down there now.
No one knows that nickname but me.
Rofo. Rofo. Bang Rofo. Bang Rofo now. Bang Rofo.
Sweat it out.
Poison. Poison. Poison Rofo.
Yes, they fed it. They fourth fed it to me.
We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show with Rob's Audio Vault.
Hey, it's Freights with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about Trump congratulating Russian strongman Vladimir Putin on his re-election, more women, more problems, and hair plugs versus comb-overs.
You can download Political Persuasions on iTunes, MikeO'MaraShow.com, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. We have a new deal for Amazon for 2018. We want to make sure everybody is aware of it. Here's all you need to know. To ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, just make sure that you click the Amazon link at the top of the website, the TMOS webpage. It's super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day? It's that book.
Yes, it is. It's Post Secret. This is the first of six books, but you can get started at the beginning, Extraordinary Confessions from Ordinary Lives. It's a hardcover. It was released in 2005. It gets started then by Frank Warren. We have a link right there on our Amazon tab.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find Post Secret and more at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com. So get clicking. Glet kicking. Let's open up the audio vault for today, March 27, 2018. 10 days after St. Patrick's Day, Rob.
I want to talk about American Idol.
Okay.
And I was still watching it. Luke Bryan, shave your neck. You're not doing anybody favors. But Lionel Richie is so great on the show, and so is Katy Perry. I really think people should be watching this reboot. It got real stale at the end of the run originally, but yes. I like what they've done. And they've got a lot of talent this year. There was a great moment last night. There was a guy, I think he was at the LA auditions, that was, as Luke Bryan called him, a drop-dead dreamboat. And Katy Perry was flirting with him, and they did Hollywood Week last night. So he came out on stage in Hollywood, and Katy kept up the flirting. But his girlfriend was in the audience as well.
Hello.
Hi.
Katy, I'm watching you.
That's my girlfriend up there.
Well, it's not your fiancé, so.
Hey!
Wow. Oh,
security. Oh, man. Security? Security?
Wow. It is fun to watch.
What's Katy Perry's current status? Is she
single?
Up with anybody?
Single. Oh. She busted up with, what's his name? The British comic. What's his name? Russell Brand?
Brand. Yeah. Long time ago. And then she was dating somebody. She was dating. Oh, God. Who else was she dating?
She was married to him.
Yeah. They had a divorce.
Right. A nasty one.
How did the girlfriend look? Was the girlfriend
They just
attractive?
Showed her in shadow, I think.
Yeah.
And this guy, by the way, I said, Carrie, is he that good looking? She said, no. No.
Okay.
Maybe it's just Katy Perry's thing. Katy Perry looks pretty good, though.
Let me judge this guy.
You brought up the 60 Minutes interview with Stormy Daniels in the news. They asked the deputy press secretary, Raj Shah, yesterday, did Trump watch that 60 Minutes interview? And here's the reply.
You know, I'm not going to get into what the president may or may not have seen. I'll just say that he's consistently denied these allegations.
Yeah. So that's all.
So he didn't say whether he watched.
No, it's a non-denial or whatever.
I don't know if he'd watch it. Would you? I wouldn't.
I guarantee you, he watched it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You think he watched it?
Of course, it's about him.
Yeah,
Good or bad, he's used to that.
Yeah, he likes that stuff. All right. Yeah. There's a website I look at occasionally called ultimateclassicrock.com, and they did a pretty cool list, because I didn't ever think of these songs in this way. the most politically incorrect songs in rock and roll history. You'll know all of them, but you might not know the backstory. At number five, we have this one from Chuck Berry.
Sweet little 16.
Yeah.
She's got the grown-up blues.
It should be noted that Berry was 33 when he wrote it.
She's sporting high-heel shoes.
And it is sort of become an anthem for the rock and roller preying on the 16-year-old woman. So there you go. Yeah, that's not so
cool.
Great.
Yeah, probably not cool.
No.
You know, you never process it like that.
No, you don't. Until they really break it down.
Or I never heard that song in my life before till now.
Well, I'm glad you're going to continue to not listen to it.
Where do they play that song?
It was a number one hit.
So it was a smash back in the day.
Back in the day. This one is a
not our days.
More recent.
Not my day either.
No.
But this is of all time. And this one, I didn't know this backstory behind this. Jimi Hendrix, Hey Joe.
This is great.
Do you know the story that this song tells? I just know.
No.
Talk about coffee?
It's about a guy on the run from the cops after murdering his girlfriend for cheating on him.
Hey, Joe. I heard you shot your lady down.
Wow. I had never processed that song in that way.
Yes,
so it makes you look at that differently. And then here's one that you
Purple
probably... all over my brain. I bet there's a few songs that you would be okay never playing again after your 1 year at the classic rock station. Is this among them?
No. I love
this.
Oh,
you like this?
Yep. It's Jethro not running down his nose.
Is Aqualung is a homeless man watching little girls while they play.
God, you're wrecking these songs.
I know.
With so that's when they're talking about snot running down his nose.
Yeah.
Like he's just gross.
Running down his nose.
So think about that.
Ew.
That's right.
So creepy.
It is creepy and
gross.
Also not good. The Rolling Stones' Brown Sugar is about a white plantation owner taking advantage of female slaves.
Really? That's about slavery?
Is that how they look at it?
He just said, scarred old slaver after midnight looking at the women.
Stand correct.
Wow.
Yeah. And of course, this one I did know about.
Maybe they were history buffs.
At number
this is fascinating,
Rob. Keith Richards loves his history. Bill Wyman, very much into antebellum America. I think we all know the story behind this one. Turning Japanese.
It's about self-pleasure.
Yeah,
right?
It is. And so in that way, it's also politically incorrect. So,
wait, they wouldn't fly these days?
Certainly not.
Different times.
But you got to keep that in mind when you're listening to some of these rock and roll toe tappers of the past, Mike.
That's a boy. I went to school on those, man. The Jimi Hendrix and
I had no idea. And Aqualung.
I thought the Rolling Stones song was just talking about African American women and how they're.
Yeah. No, he definitely talks about slavery in it. It's weird.
Wow.
Very strange.
Okay.
All right, so there's that.
You ruined music for a lot of people today. You realize that.
But
you?
If you're a really bad person, I might have made it better. So we got to look at it on both. Hey, while we're talking music, Weird Al is doing a really small like theater tour. And one thing he's doing that Weird Al Yankovic has never done, he's doing one real song every night. He's not doing it wacky. He's doing an actual rock cover. And
he's
this,
a great children's book author, too, I should point out. His children's book was fantastic, and I have it in the house.
I've always theorized that to be a parody artist, you have to be musically very sound because you have to understand what's going on. Check him out covering Neil Young. This is pretty impressive.
She's got a live band with him?
Oh, yeah. He's got a great band. And, you know, they do all the wacky stuff live, but one time a night, I also saw him do Tommy Tutone, 867-5309. He killed it.
Okay. Are you going to go to this show?
I missed it. He already went through the Strathmore. He came through town real quick. But if you have a chance to grab a ticket, I would go see him.
I lost on Jeopardy.
See, and that's still funny to me, too. I like that. He brings out John Pardo in that record.
Weird Al.
Let's close with this. Stephen Colbert did almost like a Mr. Jaws thing last night where he inserted himself into the Stormy Daniels interview. And there's one part of this that's my favorite. Here's Stephen Colbert.
Do you have pictures of the president's, shall we say, executive branch?
Yes.
All right. Does it look like either one of these images, a decorative gourd or a circus peanut?
Both.
John, what did he say to set the mood? What was Donald Trump's come on line?
You remind me of my daughter.
Now complete this sentence. Having sex with Donald Trump is like...
shark attacks.
And just to be clear, you only had sex with Donald Trump to get on The Celebrity Apprentice.
I thought of it as a business deal.
I see. That, of course, raises the question, what did Meatloaf do to get on that show?
That is your magic audio ball. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Pretty good stuff. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag to Rob with the extra B at MikeO'MaraShow.com and all regular mail to TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Each day, 96 Americans killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, good morning. Radio Entertainment.